Let us get on to the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack. That's Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys, Treasure Quest Appraisal Group. You'll find them at tqag.com on the web. And we say good morning, and hopefully weather was a lot calmer in Florida yesterday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, hey, good morning.
So did you have a calm day in Florida? We had a wild day around here.
We had some wind.
Yeah, wind, but it was 93 or 94, something like that.
Okay. Well, we had wind, rain, and temperatures around 55, but lots of trees down and stuff like that. Good to hear that everything's going fine down there. So so how are you guys doing as we enter yet another phase of our country's pandemic?
Oh, we're doing okay. Keeping busy. I'm getting ready to launch my YouTube channel tomorrow, so that'll be fun. So my first video, YouTube video, will be up there, the cooking boot camp.
Tim, you have to look at Greg, because I'm telling you, I'm looking at the screen right now, and I'm saying, I would never have believed that in this short a time that you would have gotten so proficient and so involved.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say I'm proficient. Let's just say that I'm adequate. Tim is the one who did the tape. We did it on our iPhones, two iPhones. So we had one stationary, and then he was floating around doing up the B-roll and all of that. So listen to me talking like video, yeah. B-roll.
But when you say iPhone, if you look at most network programs now, like if you look at Real Time with Bill Maher or like I watch John Oliver, they're all taping. They're all taping a lot with iPhones.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Well, it's a simple way to get good audio, very good audio, not studio quality audio, but good audio, and in an incredible picture. I mean, the technology has made it possible for all of us to get through something like this a little easier. I know here at work, if we didn't have the technology where I could be in my studio at home, it would be impossible.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, though, one of the things that I've done, though, is if you've heard my podcast, you know it sounds like I'm in a studio. And I invested in this thing called the Rodecaster Pro. It's made by Rode, the people who do microphones and audio equipment for many years. And it does make audio so much better. It makes it studio quality. So I was able to hook up the Rodecaster Pro through the iPhones, and it worked. It sounds, when you listen to it, it's going to sound almost like it's studio quality. So I've learned these little I have to say, the only reason I'm able to do all of this is because of YouTube. If I hadn't Googled YouTube on some of these issues, I would probably still be using a chisel and a stone to write.
Well, that's the internet. I no longer, if you purchase something, you don't need instructions. You just go to YouTube and you say, okay, how do I do this? And sometimes you get some clowns up there that are pretty stupid. But yeah, most of the times you can get the information you want and need. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. So what we've been doing...
Just a very quick anecdote about that, Marshall, is when I first started this journey, I thought, oh, YouTube will show me anything I want to know. And I started typing just phrases in, and these videos would come up. And I started watching them. And I got to say, sometimes you get some real turds when you watch this.
No, there's
because these people, sometimes what happens is they give you so much information, and they start out very generic so that everybody seems to be able to understand it. And then all of a sudden their eyes roll back in their heads and they go into high geek mode and it becomes Greek. So I must have 40 or 50 YouTube videos saved that are, and only maybe 5 or 6 of them I can really use, because the stuff, it gets so complex if you allow yourself to fall into that. And I don't go past I don't speak Geekanese, so it's difficult for me sometimes. I have to have it in plain English.
All right. And Tim, well, obviously, technology really is a big aid in what you're doing.
Oh yeah, no. So you know, to finish his thought is that I've been editing and doing all that in iMovie, which is just a really good program, and we're able to do all these cutaways and add the soundtracks and things. So I've done that in the past, but I was trying to get back into it. You know, they've made a lot of changes, so it was actually not too difficult. So we've got that going, and that technology has also helped the auction world. Julian's this last week, and we talked to you about the Doris Day auction and how that did over $3 million. Well, they had another auction on Friday, I think it was, and they were doing Beatles memorabilia as well as some sports memorabilia. And in that sale, the whole sale did really well. But some of the highlights is there was a handwritten lyrics to Hey Jude, Paul McCartney handwritten lyrics, studio used, and there's a photograph of the lyrics on the stand, and the provenance was very good for it, because after the recording session, Paul McCartney gave those lyrics to the sound guy that was recording and had been his. He's held on to it since that time. So these were studio used lyrics. You can see even the circled words and some underline and some other things that go into it, and just wonderful. And I think the estimate was $150,000 to $250,000, but it brought $910,000, close to $1 million. And this is all online. And what Julian's did is that they set up an auctioneer in one location that was calling bids. They had phone bidders in other locations and the other internet platforms in even other locations. So everyone was remote. And they were able to bring it all together with the auctioneer live, doing well, but they had to bear with the technology because everybody's doing this and everybody's doing Zoom and all different video conferencing. So at one point the internet went down because whether the traffic, too many people, whatever it is, you know how that happens.
Yeah.
But they didn't skip a beat. They just said, we'll be right back. They were able to get a message out to all the people watching and picked right back up again. So just like online bidding when it first started out was in its infancy, was basically you could barely see the item, and depending on your connection, how fast you were, you might be able to get a bid in or not. Now the speed has really caught up, and now it's caught people in, oh, wait, we need to dress up the way it looks now. Wait, we need a background. We need to do this. We need to do that because we can do this now. So it's interesting to watch how this has changed. And even what we have done, you know, even helping put together, being behind the scenes in this cooking boot camp and putting it together, I'm calling on all my television experience from Cash in the Attic and Antiques Roadshow and all the different things that I've done. And Greg has been very good at just being able to adapt and say, okay, here's what we need to do, and has been watching these
other
videos.
That's because I'm basically ignorant. You can just teach me. That's
well,
all.
No, but you're.
I don't have anything to compare it to.
No. But you've also watched some of the tapings and you've seen things.
Yeah.
So you have a very good sense of what needs to happen, and it's just minor little adjustments and just little things like. Because our kitchen, there's not a lot of any sound absorbent, so we have pillows stacked around. You can't see it, you know, in the video, but we put all this together, and we just said, okay, string, you know, it's like just put it all together. Let's see what happens. And moving the tracks, we saw a couple videos on how to match up the tracks to his Roadcaster, to the iPhone, what's on the iPhone. Video and take that out, put that other track in. You know, so I've been putting that together and moving that around too. And it's helped because I have three or four video presentations this week. And just by doing that and being more familiar with it, it makes you more comfortable and you come off so much better in these video presentations when you're comfortable with the way that the surroundings are and you're not worrying about all these other things.
Well, I'm in the process of doing another scheduling, another virtual appraisal. I think I spoke last week that I had done one. And the same attorney, but for a different family, had them contact me last week. And they're speaking amongst themselves to figure out if it's feasible for me to do that. And I had to explain to them, just like, you know, when we were talking earlier about explaining to someone how auctions on the internet were going to be working, I had to explain to them how this virtual appraisal, it's actually a valuation. It's not a full-blown appraisal. But how
but it
works.
It could be if you wanted so, it. You could.
So that, and I had to joke with them. I said, you didn't realize I was going to be giving you homework, did you? Because they're going to be part of the process. And when you do one of these virtual walkthroughs, they have to have either a camera hooked into their iPhone, or they can use FaceTime. And you just call me on FaceTime, and I just say, walk around. Okay, now can you get a little closer to that signature on that painting? I need to get a nice close-up of that. And I can technically, from my computer screen, take a photo with my iPhone, because we have the new iPhone that has the great camera on it. So technically, I can get photographs of a virtual appraisal. So the technology has just gone leaps and bounds ahead of where we were from the days when you, if you remember, the cell phone that looked as big as a shoebox, down to these iPhones now that you can make professional movies. And as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, one of the submissions for the Academy Awards last year was filmed on an iPhone. So that's where the technology has gone and how it's developed to work for other professions besides just taking photographs. So it's been, even though we're in this stay-at-home pandemic phase right now, it hasn't really, our business has slowed down some, but we've been able to adapt. And I think after this is all over, the new reality for not only just people, but just business in general, is going to take a hard right. And I think we will be doing a lot more business like this in the future.
Yeah, I think that this has got people more comfortable with doing, you know, video conferencing. I think before people were a little, not shy, but just, oh, I don't know. And now this has forced it. And I think that's what the silver lining is that, yes, you know, it's when this is all over, is that there will be, it's a whole new world out there of the way people look at these things. And I just keep saying this is that, and it proved true with Julian's, is that companies that have already been online and really cultivating an online customer base and making sure that they have people comfortable with that, the transition has been a lot easier than other standard businesses that maybe shied away from online auctions. And now you have a number of people they're really seeing, this is doing well. And the way that the markets are shaking out, a lot of these companies, they are doing, the mid-range is doing well. Collectibles, entertainment stuff, unique items, they're still selling. So, you know, at this point, now we'll see how long this goes on, and people have to budget their money too. So that's the other thing. But we'll see where this market goes. Right. You know, that's all we can do is just wait and see.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see where we go, and we'll speak to you next week. Stay safe and healthy.
YouTube.
Tune into YouTube tomorrow.
Okay.
Take care, Marshall.
Have a great week. Goodbye.
Bye, buddy.
Tim Luke and Greg Schraub, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, TQAG.com, and also the Silver Chef, silverchef.com on the web. Right.